Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
My voice has been it doesn't go high, and I don't know, my voice has been messed up for
reverse
a while.
Puberty. It's like
or maybe it's double. I'm going through double puberty.
When I come out, it's going to sound like this.
But I'm getting, I'm doing the same thing where my voice kind of getting like this more than not. And I'm like, I don't smoke anymore. Like, is my things falling apart?
This could just be age, man. You know, old men have a voice. Maybe we're just old.
Dadgummit.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Visit reallifesci-fi.show. We've got a bunch of links on there. Oh, Shazam.
We got a new guy. Yeah. And I will say, you know, when I started this podcast back when I was 37. So times have changed when I was young.
Yeah.
You weren't middle-aged back then.
Dude, we got a new member. It just says Todd.
Thanks, Todd. Friend of Charquan.
Todd, you're producing this episode. Cheers, buddy. Getting us a drink.
Yeah, thanks for the drink.
The gigantic Negro Modelo.
Also, if I might say that I think a lot of times when I'm on the show, I find that the bonus hour sometimes is more fun. You get more fun shit. Sometimes
100%. Thank you so much for redirecting it back to the plug. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. That's what Todd did. And now Todd gets 2 bonus episodes a week and he gets a shout out because he's a friend of Charquan. So thanks, Todd. And thank you, Weisel. And let's introduce Weisel. It's Weisel. Hey.
Hey,
I forgot to ask you credits and stuff or introductions. I don't know how much I can say. You're working on a video game. Is that top secret?
People know me from TV. I think I've written for a lot of Adult Swim shows like Robot Chicken, Royal Crackers, Rick and Morty, and I created Hot Streets. But I've recently pivoted. I began to make my own video game, which is called The Boscott Man. And that's there's a demo. If you can,
message me.
Yeah, send me a link if you want. Oh, okay, because I could put it.
Well,
in the description.
It's not really meant to be out there at this point. Like I kind of, but if you like what I do and you want to play it, you can direct message me and I'll send you a link if you want.
You could watch the last episode, the last bonus episode Weiss was on. We played the Boscott Man a little bit.
Yeah, that was a super early prototype, which is a lot. It's much has changed.
Ooh, maybe we'll get another sneak peek on tonight's more.
Yeah, we should do that again.
Let's do it.
I could make that happen. But subsequently, this has nothing to do with the game. Has nothing to do with my new career. But coincidentally, I've also now work for Squanch Games as a senior writer, and I'm working on video games. It has nothing to do with my game, which is independent, but I'm also working in gaming in general because I feel like the industry is pretty fucked in terms of TV.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no creativity.
Especially for us, because it's like, what are we going to do? Write on a fucking Kevin James show? Nah. No one's going to hire us to do that.
It's just that right now it's just kind of a really, really dark period of time where
there's no platforms anymore.
Well, there's too many platforms
but what are they? Like Paramount Plus? I don't know how to pitch
Tubi,
Paramount Plus.
Like Mubi.
Do they make anything?
Yes.
Tubi
nobody
makes
watches
shit?
Them. That's the problem is like they're making a million shows and nobody's watching them. Not even channels that used to do like cool adult stuff are even doing that anymore. And a lot of channels, what they're doing is instead of seeking originality and creativity is like what, because when I worked at Adult Swim, there was a guy who supervised everything and he could do whatever he wanted with the programming. He would put shows that he knew would tank ratings wise. because he knew it was good for the brand of Adult Swim to have one show that's completely fucking crazy, and then they have one that's a little bit more conventional, and then one that's in the middle, and then you would have a block of this like crazy shit. So with that person gone, this doesn't exist in TV at all anymore. Like executives that have no fear of getting fired. So every executive is, every decision that they make is heavily scrutinized. So they can't do what that guy at Adult Swim did. Nobody can do that. There used to be guys like, no, I like Seinfeld. I want to champion Seinfeld. Seinfeld's a weird show. There aren't any shows like Seinfeld out there, but I know that this is a good show. Let's put it on for a couple seasons, see if it catch an audience. That doesn't exist because it comes out, the ratings are bad. That guy gets fired. That show is too weird. Why did you put that show out?
Yeah, didn't work out. Nobody had a chance to get to know the show, but too bad. You know, like it's not making money right off the bat, right out the gate.
Yeah, so that doesn't exist anymore where like things don't get a chance to breathe. And a part of it is that there's so many channels. I feel like I've really steered this podcast into talking about TV, but there's so much I can talk about this.
And
but,
I will say, I am glad that you're writing video games because like you're a hilarious dude that is a nonstop gamer. Like that's who I want making games for me.
And creativity flows at this place. Like it's like a totally different atmosphere than TV where you're getting noted. Like everybody's scared about doing something weird. Like, because I had worked after Hot Streets, I'd worked on a bunch of other things, and some of these things like never even came out. But yeah, it's just like brands too. You have to work on a brand name. So, all right, I want to work on a TV show. Do you have an idea for a Beetlejuice TV show? That's a hit movie. Well, all right. Well, I guess every TV show has to be a brand name. It can't be something original. So versus video games, like it's still like a lot of like, I know the industry's fucked up in the video games as well, but like there's still out there way more creativity than television, I feel, even in just like storytelling.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I've been quiet because you're echoing my thoughts exactly. So congrats. I mean, it's cool that you're in a thriving creative environment. I'm waiting to hear back for a driving job.
I mean, so, it was
congratulations.
It is
very happy for you.
Bleak, like, because like I don't know very many people who are writers that are writing right now. You know, it's
The whole thing is we're in like a weird kind of waiting. Who knows? Let's get to the WoW scale.
Wow,
you've been on a show a million times.
Can we not do the theme song anymore? Or is that put in post?
Post.
Okay.
WoW scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, you'll be scored anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. You ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Yeah.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. I don't think that they've visited Earth, though. Or it's not that I don't. I'm just agnostic. I need some proof. I haven't seen enough proof. I believe that it's possible, but
yeah. Ghosts.
No to ghosts. Bigfoot. Although I've had no to Bigfoot. I definitely had a couple of spooky experiences though. I lived in, I guess, a really weird retirement home in college. And I had some weird experiences living in that house. I just used to wake up with super straight scratches on my back. Like, like you could put, like, I would show it to my room. It's like, it's perfectly straight.
Cause you were sleeping on some kind of hen wire or something, some kind of chicken coop you had for a bed.
Who knows? Maybe, or maybe like a stray cat would come in the window at night.
A really OCD cat.
My line must be straight.
Shoot off the other nails.
Question 4, Illuminati.
No.
What Don't about laugh. The multiverse?
Don't laugh.
What do you think of the multiverse?
Multiverse?
Yeah.
Maybe. Possible.
All right. So you're a 0 or 1.
That's a new one, I think. Is that a new addition? To you guys?
Oh, the last two I don't think you have had before.
Yeah, I don't think I remember Illuminati or Multiverse. You did Simulation Theory, I think, last time.
Yeah, we've been changing those up because I don't know why. Because, usually people just, anytime we get a question where everyone just kind of says the same thing, it's like, this one's got to go.
Yeah.
Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, for whom does the bell toll? No one anymore. The disappearance of bells around the world is a puzzling mystery that has left communities without their beloved chimes. From ancient church bells to modern alarm clocks, join us as we delve into the strange circumstances surrounding the vanishing of bells and uncover the truth behind their sudden absence tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right. Well, first of all, define a bell, because wind chimes are everywhere.
Did I say wind?
No, I did. Is a wind chime a bell?
A chime is a musical instrument.
That's so it's not a bell. So it has to be in the shape of a bell.
But I'm confused, too, because you said an alarm clock is a bell.
I know. That was an AI thing that I was editing while we were talking.
Well, wouldn't it, though? Wouldn't the old one with the two half cylinders and the little hammer that hits them both?
How old are you? What the hell?
I had a bell.
Hey,
I'm just
backing up, Willie. I'm saying, yes, alarm clocks used to have bells on them.
I mean, since I was a kid, it's been a radio alarm. I can't remember.
Yeah, me too.
Am I that much older than both of you
guys? But you know the alarm clocks.
Had the bell on the top, and it would...
No, I've only seen that in, like, cartoons with, like, Bugs Bunny and shit.
Yeah, well, it used to be everywhere.
I had one.
I'm older than both of you guys. So I
also used to write checks, man. That I could cash with my butt.
He would write checks, but only when his butt backed him up.
I want to see, you know, a Black Mirror of that.
The cake is a lie? It could be called The Cake is a Lie. And because then you're getting the Portal fans into it, and you're also getting the new cakes. I mean, it's not new anymore, but, you know, butts are called cake. They were for a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My mind, I guess, has just farted. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I'm coming up with the name for the Black Mirror episode where to write a check, you have to have a slamming ass. Like currency
based
on...
ass?
No, cake is slang for cheeks, you know?
Yeah, no, a caked up ass. That's what I'm saying. A caked up ass.
Okay, well, I've never heard it described like that.
You've never heard caked up?
I guess I have heard caked up.
I'm having a hard time following, so let's see if I can...
No, the Black Mirror episode where you have to have a slamming ass to write checks is called The Cake is a Lie.
I felt really insecure about being confused, but now that I've gotten the explanation, I feel better.
That's why we're workshopping this. I thought we were in a safe space. Dairy Airs, but it's E-R-R-S.
I'm thinking Portal. I'm thinking Real Life Cake.
Okay, well, let's move on. You don't have to keep slamming my first pitch.
No. I want to make this
work.
Jeez,
you did go to some fucking angry writer's rooms, huh? Is this the game that you play in your writer's rooms? Just this political take down the first pitch?
Call me Mr. Asshole.
Caked asshole.
Anyway, so bells are gone? That sucks. What are we going to do without bells?
Did you guys grow up with bells being rung around your, well, like church bells or
there's
city
a church
bells?
Directly across the street from my growing up house, and they don't have bells that I remember. No bells.
I went to a Catholic school, and I guess I assume it had a bell, but I can't remember it, like the church at my Catholic school. I do have vague recollections of the bell letting us know, you know, that it's time to go and shit.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Digital?
In like high school, I think we had a bell, but it was like a recording of a bell that they played over the speakers.
Yeah, we had a digital bell. But most big old
Catholic
churches
Catholic high school have probably had a bell.
Do modern schools have bells, or do they like play like a TikTok and everybody knows it's time to change class?
I've definitely seen in a school that I've been to a physical bell. It was just round and it was stuck to the wall and it had the little hammer like the alarm clocks and it would go ding, 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 ding when it was like, you know, time to wrap up class.
Yeah, it's like the Bugs Bunny bell that I like to call it.
Like in most of my school experiences, we had an electronic digital bell. just to alert when class was over or
right.
I've always lived close to a church that would play bells, you know, every quarter hour. Even a lot of the clocks that I grew up with would just ring. You know, there was the quarter hour ring and there was a half hour ring and then there was the hour ring. The main story is a lot of the bells disappeared around the world during World War I and World War II because they were melted down to be used for war. They had metals in them. They've been made with various metals and melt them down and make bullets, basically, and hand grenades.
In modern day?
That got rid of most of the world's bells. Different countries would categorize bells of how important they were. But before World War I and World War II, a lot of the bells were used in a way to signify both religion and political stuff, right? So like bells would be rung before church, bells would be rung when somebody died. One idea is that these bells were used to ward off.
Like walk into your room, like your parents die and they walk into your room just ringing bells and that's how you find out. What, my parents. What? I'm just hoping that not a lot of people found out about the death through the bells. Yeah.
They would walk through the town with the bell ringing so that you knew somebody died. So,
but oh, like but, town crier style, like fucking 1800s.
Yeah. Yeah. Early.
I also think surface bells, like a hotel, like a bell, like trying to get somebody's attention.
Oh yeah. Those are things still.
Those bells maybe might be more prominent than other bells.
So they say that these bells used to ward off evil spirits, right? So anytime there was any sort of, even like an alarm system for a town that like, oh, there's tornado, there's whatever, they would ring the bells any chance they get to be like, oh, watch out, something going on. And some people used to think that when there was a lightning storm, sure, that there's some evil unrest going on and we're going to try to send the evil out by ringing the bells. And they used to be everywhere. They used to be so associated with the church, more so than anything in our history. And like the first metal bells were created in ancient China and they were like used in religious ceremonies. They could determine how much of a mixture each bell had, you know. At some point they got so good at making bells that like they would definitely ring and reverberate for like 7 seconds. And if they couldn't last that long, then they didn't have the mixture good enough. That's the first thing. A lot of people think that a lot of the bells disappeared just because they were melted down for war.
Are there like more supernatural occurrences happening after like World War II when the bells were demolished and there were less bells in the world? Did like people say, oh shit, there's a lot more creepy shit happening in the world?
That no angels were getting their wings. But a lot of people noticed that like immediately, like where's all the bells? This must mean the angels aren't getting their wings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the angels getting the wings when you hear a bell.
Yeah. When a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Venom went around and got all the bells.
Yeah, it's
so like that's how you stop him.
The evil in man inhabited by the evil of the spirits.
The evil in Spider-Man.
What's the final Venom? The end is near or some shit.
Venom doesn't like loud noises.
Venom doesn't noises, and it correlates to the idea of an evil inhabiting a person.
Okay. So what if
Tom Hardy's got one nice caked up ass?
I just think when you say it like that, you sound like you're from 10 years ago.
His ass is all caked up and looking good.
I just think now he you got, just say
he got so does that cake. Mean he's he got big cake. Cheeks?
There you go.
I don't. That just means big cheeks.
He got cake. Like you have to. It's not just cake. It's got to put. You got cake.
Okay. Well, I picture what cake was to the French, you know, when they let them eat cake, it wasn't like birthday cake. It was leftover fat from like cutting off bread making.
But in my Black Mirror episode title, the cake is a lie. Someone had to have a fake ass to get their checks cashed.
My perception has totally changed. I really want. I think Wade, you should write this as a spec script. That new movie, The Substance, is basically like a Black Mirror episode movie. So it's like you could make the next The Substance.
Yeah, it's called The Cake is a Lie. This guy's he's writing checks that his ass can't cash. So I'm just saying that my title was really good and you gave me a lot of shit for it. And now that we're all around on the same page, yeah.
The cake is on my face.
So anyway, these bells.
Well, the bells were introduced to the Christian churches around 400 AD. So I just want to get into demons real quick. That like they used to ring bells to ward off demons. So sure, when you go into church, like they'd ring bells because also the bells would kind of align your centers and help you concentrate, but also like repel evil. There are many cathedrals that have big giant artwork or stained glass windows or whatever that have like, you know, geometric circles or whatever. And what they're finding out is the artwork built into the church is actually the cymatic pattern of the church bell that they had in that church. This cymatic pattern is like picture 3D sound of a good note. It's basically a toroid field. And that energy, if you took a cross section of it, that's what a lot of their big giant stained glass artwork would be, or just intricate art. There's one on Notre Dame. The pattern is a cymatic pattern of what people think the bell of that church was.
What does cymatic mean?
Sound energy.
Let me give it a shot. Hey, Weissel, you know when you're on YouTube or whatever and someone puts like sand on a speaker and then they play different songs and you can see the sand make different shapes?
I remember on my PS1 or PS2, you put a CD and it plays little patterns based on the...
Yeah. It's that. That's cymatics.
Okay.
So what Willie's saying is the art in the church would replicate that cymatic symbol that the bell supposedly would give off when it rang, which I find far-fetched.
It does seem far-fetched, but it is true.
Okay. I mean, if you say so, I just like, how would they even know? Like, how would they know?
But the cymatic pattern, you said it was symmetrical. There's a symmetry to the shape.
When you play certain frequencies or ring certain bells that are like, picture a radio station, right? Sometimes it's fuzzy. If you latch onto a radio station, that's like a good note. So like in the realm of being compared to sounds. So most bells were set to different frequencies that sounded good. So when you hear that sound energy, it's actually blasting out cymatic patterns in 3D. If you took a cross section of a toroid field, I'm sorry, I'm not doing a good job of explaining this, but sound energy is geometric.
Do you think, like, I'm just talking about the Catholic Church of what I'm the most used to, but I'm thinking of a stained glass windows. Do you think God and religion is anti-pattern? Because like, it's stained glass windows are shaped all super weird to form pictures of Jesus and stuff. And then you look at the pentagram, that's just a symmetrical thing, man. So do you think symmetry and evil, there's a correlation to symmetry and evil?
I personally think that bells and churches used to have healing properties to them. And they were built on sacred sites where energy is flowing. And it all got rewritten to just take over and brainwash everybody. So I think most churches
today
don't even know the healing power of these bells. So like, even if you chant the word Om, I don't know what note you're supposed to chant that in. Supposedly that will create an energy field that will help heal you.
Right.
So they say that some bells, they were made with all these different metals because they would reverberate at all these different frequencies and heal all of your energy centers.
Yeah. Let's skip to the part where bells are disappearing because of evil. Is that you're leading to that, aren't you? Or am I just,
yeah. I don't know. Listen, I believe in cymatic energy healing, and that if you play certain frequencies, the universe is made of sound energy, especially like as we lead towards string theory, that at the very tiniest thing is this energetic vibration happening to create everything.
I mean, I use white noise, and that helps me. It calms me. And yeah. I think I've heard that like whales, the sounds of whales also like has some sort of helps some people and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. For sure.
Play the sounds of whales.
If you've got some time, go look for these videos where like there'll be a baby crying and then someone will play like a bowl and that sound will just make them be calm. They don't look scared. Like, what the fuck is that? It's just like, oh, I don't, you know what I mean? It calms them. It's not like a,
I got to be honest, and like whale noises don't calm me. Whale noises just like, what the fuck is that, dude? Turn it off.
I think it stresses me out. Yeah.
Turn it off.
I wonder, though, what it would sound like if you were underwater as opposed to, because you would feel the frequency as opposed to a recording of it being played to you. I think it's all different.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the 4DX experience.
Because like when people, I don't understand this energy either where people will be like, hey, I'm going to play the bowls for you. You can heal yourself. I'm on TikTok live. Blah, 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 blah. I'm playing bowls. And I'm like, I don't believe that the frequency that you're playing is actually being sent to me through my little phone speaker. I don't think that that's the same energy.
I might argue that it seems to do a lot. I mean, because ASMR is a big thing. Just people listening to people whispering. I think recorded sounds can also heal you and do things to physiologically.
Well, I mean, I definitely have listened to binaural beats and during meditation and whatnot, but picture MP3s versus AIFs, you know, most people can't tell the difference. Can you tell the difference?
I can.
Yeah, me too. Because huge difference. Yeah. And it's mostly just bass. It's just like the extremities are truncated. So
it's also just like, because like I work in audio a lot too. It's just like, it just sounds like it's not clear. Yeah. It's not like, it's like distorted almost or something.
Wade, you're trying to get me to lead toward this I'm getting to it, but it's just like, do I think that there were some leaders, rulers, people behind closed doors that basically said, hey, we got to get rid of all this healing. These bells are helping people focus. These bells are helping people like heal their sicknesses, you know, there's even stuff now of like people killing cancers with specific cymatic energies. And I'm like, I'm on board with the idea that a good sound has a cymatic energy that can heal you and can align your body to be able to be healed. Do I think there's somebody at the top trying to get rid of these sounds? It really is a big stretch. And one of the big ideas that I've seen out there is that if there are reptilians, you know, in our government, that when they hear these bells, it's like a dog whistle to them. And so like, oh yeah, they had to get rid of a lot of every single bell so that they could run rampant and take over. I don't believe in reptilians in our government, but I do think that.
Can I ask you one qualifying thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like sound healing is not a giant stretch to most people. I think like most people would agree with you on that. Does that mean that every bell had some sort of like healing or mystical property? Or are you just saying that the special ones did?
I think the special ones that were made with different metal mixtures, these big giant ones, you know, because like a lot of us associate bells with politics without even knowing it. Like picture the Liberty Bell. It's got inscribed on it, political stuff, and they ring it for political purposes. It was kind of like, I think a lot of bells were ruined too for people being like, I'm trying to get away from the church. Like, fuck your bells. You want to ring bells all the fucking day? I don't want to be run mentally by your control. Every time I hear a bell, I think of church, you know, the voice of God or whatever.
I can't think of the last time I've seen a bell. So maybe I've never seen a bell.
I know. And this is a lot of old world. I mean, I live next to a church that rings the bell. It used to be a lot more. It's not that often anymore, but bells reverberate farther than line of sight. This that's the crazy thing, is that like a good bell, the energy goes farther than you can see. which is crazy. When I picture the healing energy of bells, right? And it, I agree, that's, it's not a stretch for a lot of people to see that, especially if you start looking into, I mean, cymatic energy is everywhere now and it's crazy. That is three-dimensional. Do I think that this energy that has been warding off evil spirits, is it allowing, and I don't believe in evil spirits either, but I do believe in lower dimensional creatures that maybe are around more because the bells are gone. You know, I, that's kind of a stretch too, because I can't define that either. And I don't like using the word demons, you know, but
I feel like there should be, there might be a distinction or maybe a frequency difference between a tiny bell that's just like a shrewd bell that gets my attention. It's like, versus like a gongy bell that feels nice. Bong, bong. Like or versus like a tiny alarm clock bell that scares the shit out of you.
Yeah. Or like a Christmas sweater, a bell on a Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Or a bell on a cat that like, here, put this bell on my cat and it'll help him like hunt. I mean, that's not what
they
do.
It's the opposite. They want the rats to go away so they don't carry the rats inside. That's why I don't use a bell on my cat. I love dead rat carcasses.
Have you found, has
no, I don't put her outside. There's fucking coyotes.
But it's never anything inside, even like cricket or.
Dude, I don't even want to share this story because it makes me think that my place is like a disgusting shithole. But like 4 nights ago, I'm like watching TV and something so big catches my eye and I look over and it's a fucking roach that was so big that it caught the corner of my eye. And my cat is sleeping like 5 feet away from it. And I'm like, get the roach, like, wake up, look, it's right there. Because one, I want it dead. And two, maybe that would be fun for my cat. But she doesn't give a shit. So I had to like kill it with a shoe.
Oh, man, I know, dude. And
no, I mean, like, that's great. There's roaches everywhere.
Yeah, well, the cat is that's a real gamble because it might just scurry away and you know.
Exactly. Dude, exactly. You don't even know how many times I made that mistake. Not with roaches, but with other bugs. Just like try to get my cat to sick it, and then she just plays with it for a couple seconds until it hides from both of us, and now I'm like, great. Now there's just a bug.
Now, I mean, there's roaches all over LA, and like, if it's not in your kitchen.
Yeah, I know. You can rationalize it, and that's what I do too. But there's that lingering for like at least 2 weeks after any time I see a roach. Now there's 100 in here somewhere, and I just don't see them. Yeah,
I know, dude. Every time I picture a roach, I just picture eggs. I'm like, oh, no.
I grew up in Florida, and I feel like I probably shared some of my horror stories with cockroaches. Some of my most disgusting, awful stories involve cockroaches.
I think like a big part of me being super grossed out about cockroaches is I don't think we have them in Colorado. So when they were referenced in pop culture, it was like this ultimate like dirty person thing.
I so agree, dude.
So when I moved to LA and there were roaches, it was like, oh, it's just like personally insulted that I would have a roach in my place.
In Florida, they fly.
This one looked like it could fly. It was big, man. It had
one flew in my dad's goddamn motherfucking mouth.
Oh my
god. He's chilling on the sofa. I saw
it. What was his reaction?
Spit.
Did he? But was it, how comical was it? How over the top was it? Amazing, because it sounds like it would be amazing.
Hey, Barbara, roach flew in my mouth.
That is not how I would react at all. They would ruin my life for a year, probably.
I did drink a can of soda that had a dead roach in it, and like I spat it out.
Oh my god!
And I was like freaking the fuck out. This is when I lived in Long Beach, and my roommate was like, "What? Nothing? What? Who cares? Nothing happened. Like, calm down. Calm the fuck down. Nothing happened." I'm like, "Dude, I cannot. This is
It's extreme. A violation. Yeah, it's a violation.
Because I've been drinking this soda.
Right.
And
who knows how long it's been there.
Also, the soda is so bad that it killed the roach, too. There's that part.
Well, you know, they clean engines with that stuff.
Yeah, the chemicals in the Coke. That's what I'm drinking?
But it also ruins Coke for a little bit, right? Until you get comfortable again. Now think of that with every drink, and now it's roofies and you're a woman. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Did I just blow your mind? Yeah. That's what they go through. Okay. Your one tiny little roach experience.
So bells.
Well, hang on, because we never really like referenced your last, you've just been saying a bunch of stuff. I don't mean it like it sounds.
No. I get it. Like, let's comment on it.
I want to address the last part, which is the reptilians, that there's reptilians and bells is the answer. And they've been systematically eliminating bells.
Has David Icke ever talked about like bells? Is this like kind of a part of his thing?
No, I don't know if he has. I'm not sure, but probably, right?
I don't know, man. I like this whole thing. It's, I agree that sound is important and it's different. And, you know, why was music invented? Probably because just after the first bell was invented, they were like, we can make Elvis Presley out of this, right? And then I just don't know these bells, man. I think like a lot of church bells, and I want to be like a little bit of an anti-theologian here, because it's a little obnoxious that like, yeah, you have this bell and it's louder than people can even see. So like, you're like being overbearing with this religious shit in this town. And maybe if the whole town likes it, that's fine. But now we live in 2024 and we know about robots. So get your religion out of my ears.
Yeah. So
my point is like the church next to you or whatever, maybe there's been some like ordinances. It's like, you got to stop with the bells, man. It's too loud.
Sure. But those ordinances may have been started by the reptilians running the government.
Well then, no, listen, I understand that's the, I just, there's a lot we would need to believe to get in on the ground floor of this. And the easiest thing to believe is that there's reptilians.
So here's the thing. I like what you're saying, and I want to lean towards that, which is like, hey, if they can prove right now that cymatic energy can purify the air of disease and germs, maybe we should go back to bells. You know, like we find healing frequency.
It doesn't have to be reptilians to get stamped down. I mean, if they could find that out, they would just bury it. They've got all this money to be made. They're not going to just start letting bells be out there.
It feels like we're talking more about bells and sounds than an actual conspiracy where the bells are being removed. It feels like bells is an interesting topic on its own versus the reptilian people part.
Well
that's okay, kind of like, my fault.
I'll throw another conspiracy on top of it, which is that this healing power of bells has been suppressed by companies that, you know, the big pharma. And it's easy to laugh at that, but I'm just saying that, like,
no,
I do think that they are in the business of keeping us sick. And,
that's what I just said, right?
Yeah, but I'm now shifting it from reptilians to the more of like the science of now, which is like, hey, if a sound can heal you, who's going to share that? Because nobody's going to gain any money off of it. So
right.
Well, there's a long history of pharmacies basically making shit up to scare people to take their drugs. And like also, maybe pharmacies have been, in some ways, people have become less religious, and there have been less churches. Have churches been actually like demolished because there's a lack of attendance? Like, is there less churches?
It's funny because that's a perspective that I have, but I don't think it's real because I just, you know, we're in California where a lot of us are liberal in our creative mindset to be able to break outside of the regular work schedule. So like, I don't feel like I've ever seen a church get torn down. I don't think.
I mean, from my very anecdotal life, every church I've ever seen is still standing.
Yeah,
I see a lot of TV shows with an abandoned church being like the centerpiece where the bad guy and the villain meet in this abandoned church and they fight in this abandoned
church. And I'm like, I think that's just a liberal idea.
I think a lot of the churches that go under are like meeting in the back of like the Y and stuff. You know, they're like, because it would be hard to start a church without a building. Right. And so I think like that's what you do. And then nobody comes. And
but people, it definitively less people are going to church. Like people are less religious than they were 20 years ago.
But picture this though. I mean, I'm going to throw Scientology in here too, because they are a church too. And like, they are still gaining more supporters than ever, despite all of the negativity that they're getting.
Scientology is a little different because that's basically a cult. I mean, if you, unless you want to put the,
even if you don't want to compare it to a cult, which I agree with, like, you could compare it to the mega church people, you know, who are like buying fucking jets and stuff because they're getting like billions of dollars of television donations and stuff. I feel like that's kind of what Scientology money makes money, right? Like
what I picture today, whether you accept it or not, there's basically three companies that own the world. One of them is BlackRock. One of them is I don't know, but they own most things that are out there right now. Are they doing anything to maintain their money? I would say yes, they're doing everything. They have brainwashed everyone in such a way. And it's weird to just put this on them. I don't want to say that they're smart enough to make everyone.
You're talking about the three companies who own everything? Like,
yeah.
How could they not maintain their money? I mean, it's all the money is funneling to them.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make the parallel of if they wanted to get rid of something, could they? They own TV stations. They own
Bells, you mean?
Products.
Like Bells?
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think of something else.
Or like an idea, like freedom. Like, do you mean something tangible or what do you mean?
Well, I'm just trying to think of how big their influence is. If they wanted to get rid of something, could they? But how about holistic practices?
Could they get rid of it?
Yeah. I mean, they basically have convinced everyone that it's bullshit. And I don't agree with that.
I think like, you're right. Yeah. They have done a schmear, like the Jewish version of a smear. They've done a smear campaign on holistics. To answer your question, I feel like no, but they can get it as far down as where it is now. Right. I mean, like it feels very much like holistics. Only a few percentage of the population believe in that.
Yeah. I mean, it is very small, you know,
but that's also something that they say, because that's a gamble, right? If you have cancer or something and you don't do the Western approach, you do the holistic approach, you're gambling with your life. When it comes to Bells, it's harder to get people on your side, right? Like, because you got nothing at risk here. Leave the Bells alone, that said the people.
Right. Well, the whole point of bringing up these three companies that own everything now is who owned everything 300 years ago, and did they have any influence? Or even during World War One and World War II, like did we really need all the materials to make extra bullets? Maybe.
I'd like to posit a theory, and that anti-Bell people started pitching the small shrill bells to get people to not like bells, like the school bell. So if we give kids these shitty bells, it'll be more the easy to get rid of the big bells.
Right. The made bell that you, when you want more caviar and champagne, and it's like an irritating bell, you know?
Yeah. It's also kind of like the working class does not like that bell because like the rich people get to use the bells to the servants, their servants. So they ring their bell and their servants come to them.
That's why they chose the bell, because they knew about the bell's healing properties and they knew that they would make less money. So they introduced irritating small bells.
Yes. I need my ass wiped, but I want you to feel good about it. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, that's when you use the lower tonal bells. So it's a little nicer.
So there are, in effect, good guy bells and bad guy bells. So they introduce their own bell to combat bells.
So could there be a rich society that knows what each frequency is capable of and that has been kept from us? Oh, well, you want them to clean up after you? Like, that requires the C bell.
If every size bell has its own function, that would be complex.
I mean, I can't imagine a more irritating world than just every task that you have to do comes with a bell telling you which. That's like probably what a dog has to deal with every day. Yeah. You know?
I think there's a threshold when the small bell turns into an acceptable sounding bell too.
Right. But they're not going to.
The good bells, the bells that.
We want the big bells.
Yeah.
We want big bells.
What if we made the biggest bell in the world just to heal the world? Like, we're going to make a bell unlike anybody's seen.
Yeah, but what if that's the brown note? What if we discover the brown note by doing the biggest bell?
It causes an earthquake and everybody shits at the same time.
Well, who has the biggest bell?
That's a good question. Who has the biggest bell?
We have to make it bigger than that. And yes, the brown note. I mean, I think the brown note, though, might feel good, you know? It might be a
It would have to, right? Because it's like a... You just the problem with the brown bell is the brown bell
that's the name
is you have to clean up after, like, but I'll bet doing it feels great. It probably doesn't hurt. It's probably amazing.
Well, right? I feel like while you're on the toilet.
I feel like I've spent my whole life trying not to poop, so like to have something let it flow, yeah, it'd definitely feel good.
All right, does this do anything for you? The biggest bell in the world is the Tsar bell. Moscow, Russia. It's in the Kremlin.
It
weighs 201 tons. That's 445,000 pounds. It's 20 feet tall and 20 feet wide. It's never been rung.
Oh, that's the problem.
It was cast in 1735. Never rung.
If we sneak into Russia and ring the bell, we could save Ukraine.
Wait. There's more. A large chunk of the bell broke off 2 years after it was made, and it sits on display. So it's basically their Liberty Bell, only I don't know what it represents.
We need to ring that bell, fellas.
Oh, here we go. The largest functioning bell is the Great Bell of Domazetti, or Great Mingum Bell, in terms of weight, that's still intact. Tell me about those bells.
What, I don't even know what place you said. Where
I know Mangetti. That sounds
one's
like
in, they're
both sounds like Florida.
I don't know if this is two different bells or if it just has two different names, but it's it or they are in Myanmar.
Miami.
it's in a pagoda.
It weighs
between 270 and 300 tons. Whoa. It's from 1484. It was stolen in 1608.
How the fuck did they steal that?
Dude? A Portuguese adventurer, Felipe de Brito e Nicote, he wanted to melt it down for scrap metal. While transporting the bell on the Yangon River, it sank into the river. I mean, if I'm transporting the world's heaviest bell, I don't know if I'm using a river as an escape.
I know. Help me load this up on the boat.
It's still underwater right now. And now here's the other. So that's the Domazetti The Great Bell of Domazetti. This is the Mingum Bell. It's also in Myanmar.
What's also up? Portugal is one of the happiest places you can live.
Well, but this was a Portuguese person trying to steal it from India.
Oh, I see. Because they want the good. They want the good shit.
Yeah, they wanted to melt it down. Like, hey, did you hear about the biggest bell in the world? It's probably worth some money, huh? Yeah, let's melt it. I'm sorry, I said India, but I meant Myanmar. This is where the other biggest current bell is. It's so much smaller than the one in the river. It's 90 tons. It's the largest that's still intact. It's 12 feet tall and 16 feet wide. It's from 1808.
I mean, that's just so much heavier than I would expect for it. Doesn't sound, I mean, 12.
Dude,
have they figured out 3D printing with metal yet? Can we start making a bell?
I don't think they have, but also I'll bet they never will because of guns. Then so many guns are going to be printed.
Yeah, that's right.
But like, go ahead. We already have a bunch of them. I mean, if you need a gun,
well, they're willing to 3D print already. So
yeah, you can ring this bell if you want to, the Mingum Bell.
Well, like we could have a house built shaped like a bell and not tell anybody that its purpose is that it is a bell.
Okay.
Trying to figure out how we can make the biggest bell. I want to heal California.
Yeah, well, let me see what these are made of, and then we'll figure out.
Because you play it like quietly at night.
Yeah, we'll do the thing where we don't ring it, but we just kind of like rub it in a way that it emits a nice frequency. So the one in the river was made of bronze. The one that's still around is copper and tin. Or no, I'm sorry. No, they're bronze. So we need a shitload of bronze. And some copper and tin, mostly bronze, and then a bunch of copper and tin, and we could build the biggest bell. How expensive is bronze? I mean, people do that to their baby shoes. We could just go around and get all those.
Yeah, like we can go to every
start going to estate sales and buying up their bronze shoes because nobody does that today.
Yeah, no, it would have to be from like dead silent generation people or. Bronzing baby shoes. That's a very funny thing.
We need to find which country has the biggest baby feet.
and the tradition of bronzing baby shoes.
Yes, that way we'll save our a little bit of time by finding out the biggest baby feet.
It's going to be expensive to fly to Spain, but their shoe sizes are 2 times bigger.
We'll make up for it in bronze. We'll make it up for it in the amount of bronze that we get. All right, we should wrap it up. So, you know, use them or lose them.
Yeah, I know this was kind of a scattered episode, but I do believe that these bells have this healing effect and even bowls, you know, it's really about the frequency being played. We do have some bowls here and I'm just like, you play it, you're not going to feel better instantly or anything, but you might be helping to align things on a molecular level. Do I think there was any nefarious reason for all of these things disappearing? You know, it's hard to say, but I wanted to bring up who's ruling things of today, because I'm like, well, who was ruling things back then? I do think that World War II was very, I think that there were a few individuals that made money off of the world fighting itself. Things masked, things disguised. I like the idea of healing yourself to help heal the world. If you have a problem with something, hold on. I don't know what is the saying? If you want to help the world, help yourself, because you will help the world by being a better version of yourself. And I don't know what that has to do with healing.
So
with bells,
use bells. Shut up.
I want to see. I've pitched the same idea multiple times, but I really do want to see a movie where an elite group of commandos sneak into Russia to fix the biggest bell, so that they can ring it and heal every and save Ukraine.
All right, so we got two spec features. I'll take the cake one. You take the bell one, and we'll swap them at some point, and we'll just rewrite each other. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll maybe it becomes them, one script.
Why it's are we doing like, this?
It's like Beetlejuice 2, where it's just like 100,000 things happening.
Oh, Ivan, is it thumbs down on that one?
Is what? I'm sorry?
Thumbs down is what you're saying?
It was fine. Bye, bud.
Yeah, fine. That's about the best you can do these days. It was fine.
That's a compliment.
Play with it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Brian, thank you for being here. Do you reach out to his DMs if you want to play his game and watch Royal Crackers is currently, it's probably not your episodes anymore, but it's still a current show that you can watch. But otherwise, look up Hot Streets. You know, look up Rick and Morty. Do you need to look up Rick and Morty? If you haven't heard of Rick and Morty, it's the show that's on Adult Swim. Weissel and I both wrote for it at different times.
We worked at the same time for a brief period as well.
We did?
Yeah, Interdimensional Cable One, baby.
Oh, okay. Yep, true. Good point.
And I came up with a show before Rick and Morty that was Rick and Morty with Justin.
You gonna sue him?
I'm just trying to join the party.
No, you should. You should, like, this is a good idea.
Well, okay. Yeah, you should, but I was just giving his credits and one of them happened to overlap with mine. So I wasn't excluding you, Willie. Should we go through your credits
real quick? No, not at all. I'm just saying, like,
no, come on.
It didn't happen.
You really wanted the attention. Now let's go through your credits.
Really?
The show was
as an actor in Hot Streets.
Me and Justin.
We've got to go, man.
I know.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Hey, be like Josh. No. Who was it? Josh? Nick, the Patreon guy. What was his fucking name?
Oh, Todd.
Todd, thank you. Be like Nick. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get a shout out, even if I get your name wrong. But, you know, like four shout outs, pretty good.
Todd's going to listen to the good shit in a bit here.
Yeah, listen to the good shit in a bit here. We're going to continue this conversation with our good friend, Brian Weissel. Who knows what we're going to talk about, but I can guarantee you, it's going to be bonkers. Oh, also, I'm going to eat an edible right now. And in an hour when it kicks in, I'll either abruptly end the episode or my thoughts will be very apparent. So that'll
be fun. You might hear this.
Yeah, you might hear me fucking Voltron charge up and just be shooting ideas at you.
I have a feeling you might open your mouth and a bell sound might come out.
Oh, fuck. I mean, you're going to have to go to the Patreon to find out. Any of those things could be possible. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Thanks again, Brian. And we'll see you next time. What is it? Just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not after you. Bye. Sci-fi.